think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Brett Ahrens, Break the Glass, Brett Ahrens is here to listen to the headlines in the Wall Street Journal of the decline of the bull market into the bear market of these last weeks. Buy the dip believers, tested by market steep drops, writes the Wall Street Journal headline. Individual investors, net flows into U.S. stocks and ETFs monthly. Dow falls for fourth straight day. NASDAQ S&P 500 rise. Bitcoin, other cryptocurrencies stabilize. That's enough, Brett. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
What we have is a bear market. You and I are old enough to remember bear markets, not only from the 21st century, but the 20th century. What do we need to know about a bear market, trading in a bear market, and investing in a bear market? Thank you.
Indeed. Look, I'm old enough to remember, as are you, the day when the stock market fell more than it did in the crash of 29. In other words, the day in October 1987 when the stock market absolutely collapsed on one day, and people were predicting a Great Depression, the 1930s, and of course nothing ever happened. Having lived through several of these, you never know when they're going to end, but the you feel smug going in if you're all cash. You'll still be all cash coming out, and you will look back on the missed buying opportunity. I remember in 2008, actually, it was quite interesting. Suze Orman was on Larry King, CNN. And it was September, October 2008. Things were just falling apart. And somebody, the Dow, I remember, was about 10,000 at the time. And somebody came on, maybe it was 9,000. Somebody came, a woman came on, asked Suze Orman's advice. And Suze Orman said, I think the Dow is going to go down to 8,000. So the woman said, so you think I should sell? And Suze Orman said, no. So the woman said, why wouldn't I sell at 9,000 if it's going to 8,000? And Suze Orman said, because you won't get back in. You won't get back in. And actually, I had a conversation after the 2008 crisis, probably 2012, 2013, with Ben Inker, who's the chief investment honcho or co-head of asset allocation at GMO here in Boston. And he basically said he knew people who'd been all cash going into the 2008 crash, and he knew people who'd been in equities coming out of the crash and made a lot of money. He said, but he didn't know anyone who had been all cash going in and was went all into equities coming out. The stock market, the old saying is, the stock market goes down in an elevator and goes up on an escalator. It goes down fast and goes up slow, but over time, it goes up much, much more than it goes down. So if you bought the stock market even at the 1999 peak, you are today vastly up. And I mentioned this article I wrote yesterday. I've seen about 10 crashes. In the quarter century, I've been writing about the stock market. I've seen about 10 crashes or slumps or bear markets similar to this one. Some of them I'd forgotten. I mean, I don't remember the so-called slumps or crashes of 2010 and 2011. And yet, in all that time, at the end of the day, if you'd put a dollar into the stock market, the U.S. stock market, when I started out, 25 years ago, it would now be worth $8.30. So the basic rule is, look, don't try and time these things. I actually thought we were probably going to have a rally today, and it was down, then it was up, then it was down, then it was up. Don't try and time these things. But actually, the further you are from Wall Street and the further you are from trading, the better off you are, because you just basically buy early, buy little, buy often, keep buying all the way through, ignore the price movements. You in 5 or 10 years' time will thank yourself. Your older self will thank your younger self for the actions you took when the stock market fell.
We are addressing investors, not gambling, and yet we pay attention to the gambling because during the COVID pandemic, there were people at home who had never seen anything but a bull market and had cash sent to them by the government or were earning while living at home and placed money in the market, sometimes in options, because there became a Robin Hood phenomenon. If I understand the reporting correctly, most or all of those who played the market that way have withdrawn or been bashed aside. So I'm sympathetic for them, but they've learned a good lesson. For the investors, however, the lesson here is that if you're buying good companies, it doesn't matter where you buy in. In a bear market, you're getting a bargain. In a bull market, you might have to wait a little longer. My measure now is there are so many very well-run companies, and the transparency available for even people just online without paying a subscription fee. The transparency is amazing, Brett. We had nothing like this in the 20th century, learning what the earnings are, learning the multiples, talking to investors about their strategies. We're overwhelmed with good information. These are the best days ever to be an investor.
Well, we certainly have the kind of transparency, yes, that we could only dream about. I notice that small company stocks, small cap stocks, the Russell 2000, have really come down a very long way, and they are now much cheaper in comparative terms to the S&P 500. So there's no good reason why, if you are a long-term investor, you wouldn't be putting some money into a Russell 2000 fund. Look, I also think that even though the U.S. stock market is now correcting or falling after a 10-year huge boom, there hasn't been any equivalent boom of any similar scale in Europe or Japan, for example. Stock markets there really have not become, I am trying to see how they can be called heavily overvalued or in any kind of bubble. If you look at European markets, you look at the Japanese market, there are compelling reasons to invest there as well. So I always encourage people to invest globally, to think globally. It's not just the U.S. And I remember from 2000 to 2010, you made a lot of money in emerging markets and international stocks, and not so much in the U.S. It tends to go one way, then the other, and actually, over time, it kind of washes out. So the U.S. has had a very good 10-year run. I wouldn't be surprised if international stocks have a better run over the next 10 years. But I don't know for certain, but I would say you spread your bets and you think globally, invest globally. You're getting more diversification and lower risk.
A final consideration, the bond market, which I do not understand. And each time I bring on Brett Aarons, I ask him about the bond market. Is it showing any stability whatsoever? Does it continue to tremble?
Yes, the bond market, as they say, caught a bid. The bond market seems to have found a bottom, at least for now. There have been buyers of longer-term treasury bonds, even the 30-year zero-coupon treasuries, which is the longest-dated treasury you can get. Even those have found some purchasers. What I also notice, by the way, and I do have an article up at MarketWatch about this, what I also notice is that even while everyone is running around with their hair on fire talking about inflation, all of the inflation barometers, bar oil stocks, are down for May. You know, if we were going back to the 1970s, I would not expect to see timberland falling, farmland falling, gold falling, gold miners falling, inflation-protected bonds falling. And actually, what's interesting is that the so-called break-even, the bond market's inflation forecast, which you and I have talked about many times before, the inflation forecast in the bond market has been going down and down dramatically so far this month. So actually, even while everyone is talking about inflation, the bond market is predicting less and less inflation. It's actually predicting a pretty sharp decline in inflation reasonably soon, I guess, because it's expecting that the average for the next 5 years will be 3%. Well, at the moment it's 8.5%. So you've got to get down quite a long way pretty quickly to get a 5 year average of 3.5%.
Brett, so, your job is to listen to the market professionals. Do you hear anything unusual from them? Any screaming, any windows being opened, anything like that? Or is this just normal bear market behavior?
Well, actually, it's very interesting. I was talking to somebody yesterday, a very prominent and well-respected market guru, and he said he had put his mother into short-term treasury bonds last fall, and he felt so sick about it, he's actually cut her a check, because even short-term bonds fell, which was not expected. Essentially, we have seen the fastest, biggest rise in interest rates or decline in the bond market, if you will, that anyone can recall.
Okay.
So that I think has really surprised people. I just noticed how indiscriminate it's been. And I have felt, it felt at the end of last week that it was almost like one of those liquidation panics where people just dump everything and the good stuff goes down with the bad stuff, which should make no sense in a crisis.
Brett Ahrens, Market Watch, Return on Investment, Break the Glass Ahrens. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.